Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Let's get right back to your phone calls. Dave is next on 97.1. Hello, Dave.
Hi. Hey. I listen to you guys all the time. Long time listener.
Appreciate it.
I got a comment about your Doug leaving the bowl of candy out tomorrow for Halloween.
Yeah.
Nobody's going to empty the bowl of kale.
Great point.
Well, we don't do that. We actually get real candy. So we don't do that. You might suspect.
You got those fake Reese's things?
No.
The feces?
No. We don't.
Okay. Yeah, I just know you're a big kale guy.
It's awesome. So, yeah, but I don't give it away.
It's awesome. It's too good to give away, right, Doug?
That's come right. On, man. I give it that away. I give it away that gold.
No way.
Are you nuts?
Yeah. Jeez, man. He's the voice, but come on.
Hey.
Ken in Detroit, you're next. What's up, buddy?
Hey, I got a comment about the guy who said that Brad Holmes is not going to make no big boy moves. I have just the opposite take on that. Me and my brother were discussing this yesterday, and we thought the timing of Hutchinson's contract was kind of peculiar, that he would complete that right before the trading deadline. So to me, we must take it that the reason why they done it at the time that they did it is because they planned on trying to add somebody, and they wanted Hutchinson's contract to be complete before they attempted to do that. What y'all think about that?
So we talked about it yesterday. He's probably got a sense for, you know, now a greater sense for how much money he has now and how much money he has moving forward. What they have budgeted out for guys like Gibbs and Campbell and Laporta and Branch, whether or not they can afford them all, which I think they can, or they don't, or they decide that maybe they'll pass on a guy. I mean, the variable that he's probably looking at too is, all right, this coming draft, it's a good one for tight ends, or it's a good one for safeties. So maybe he will let one of those guys walk and start to replenish now. Maybe that's not the case. Maybe he goes, and there's no tight ends or safeties in the next two drafts. I got to lock these guys up. So there's a lot of moving parts to know on, you know, what money is spent now and what money is spent in the future and where he might be able to save money. But these are all things that he's considering. Do I think they can make a big move? Sure, I think they could. It would have to be one of those trade deadline moves that, like, I think the best example ever was at Snacks Harrison for a six-rounder. Is that what we talked about earlier this week?
Fifth-rounder or six-rounder, whatever it was.
Yep.
I think what the signing of Hutch does is it defines exactly how much money they have to spend, how much money they are under the cap. You don't get to take it with you next season. It's just for this year. And now they know exactly how much they have, and I think they're going to act accordingly. They're going to look, scour the NFL for players who would be – welcome additions to this team, and they can fit in for the rest of the season. Because there's no There's no need to just hang on to $20 million of cap space. You don't get an award for that. And like I said, you don't get to carry it over next year. So if you legitimately have $20 million under the cap right now after the Hutch stuff, go spend it.
Isn't there some you carry over? Isn't there some formula you do carry some over?
Not if you're renting players.
No, but I think if you don't, you spend it all. I think you get to take some of it, but I'd have to go back and look. Let's see here, just one more average defensive end for rotational purposes could put us over the hump. You need to get the top two edge rushers fresh in the fourth quarter. They can come in those crucial defensive possessions in the fourth and hold up the four fingers. Next one, the great thing about having a Meek is that nickel corners will be the easiest to trade for, and Robertson's ability to play really well outside when called upon, we can acquire a cheap nickel corner and move a Meek outside if needed. That's possible. That's a good point. Joe in Clawson, I'd love to see Tariq Woolen in a Lions uniform. He doesn't fit McDonald's system. I think Shep would find a role for him. Speaking of Shep, news today that LSU has not contacted him. If you're an LSU fan, mm-hmm. you have a former player and a guy who I think was a GA at LSU, who is in his first year as an NFL defensive coordinator and has coached 9 games as a defensive coordinator. Would that be a guy that would be at the top of your list?
No.
And I'm not saying there's anything wrong with Kelvin Shepard as a candidate.
No, I think he'd be a great candidate, but I don't think he's at the top of LSU's list. LSU considers themselves to be one of the blue bloods, and I'm not going to argue with that. LSU can go out and spend as much money as they want. They feel like that's what they do. So I would imagine that he's nowhere near the top of that list. The top of that list is probably Lane Kiffin for LSU or someone like that, someone that has a proven college coaching. Maybe they think they get Mike Elko away from Texas A&M. I mean, this is how they would think. Lure Nick Saban out of retirement, Urban Meyer out of retirement. That's how they're going to be thinking.
Yeah, right. But does Louisiana's governor have Calvin Shepard's number?
Yeah, well,
that's a great question.
This is a whole topic we may have to get into because the governor is telling LSU your athletic director will not hire the next coach.
So that Donald Trump would hire the next coach before the athletic director does. Which if you're the athletic director, you're like, why am I here? This is my job. It's part of my job, and you're neutering me in public. Then buy me
that whole thing. That whole thing's a mess.
It is a mess. It's LSU. Yeah. And it's the athletic director's mess.
He's responsible for some of the biggest buyouts in the history of college sports because he had Jimbo Fisher's buyout at Texas A&M, and now he's got Brian Kelly's buyout, meaning bad hires, and you had to fire them and pay them anyway. Whew. So they should just fire him. It's what they should do.
More bad money.
All right. We said we'd do this. Let's get to it. Dan Campbell on the morning show. How do you get better? They had the bye week, things they could focus on and how to improve. Here's what the Lions head coach said.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
So I think one area, third downs, they don't rate very high in the NFL in third downs. I think they're in the bottom third of the league. I always find third down conversion percentage to be a really interesting stat. They are 22nd in the NFL at 37.65. I find it to be an interesting stat because I think it's a direct reflection of the to go.
Yeah.
Right? Third and two is different than third and nine.
Right.
And so...
And also with the Lions... I'm sorry. Go ahead. Sorry.
No, I'm just... I would like to see if they're the Lions... If I look at the Lions and their average third down and three, or is it third down and eight? Because if it's third down and three and you haven't converted, you're probably doing something wrong on third down. If it's third down and eight, then it feels to me like your problem is first and second down.
But with the Lions, you also have to factor in it's a four down team.
That's true.
So third down isn't the same as it is for all the teams.
That's a valid point.
I mean, they look at third and six as sometimes it's the same as third and one. We're trying to pick up positive yards and consider going for it on fourth.
All right, next up, who's really taken a step forward this year? Which young players? Here's what Dan Campbell told our morning show. I remember when Derek Barnes signed that contract extension, some of the feedback we got was, why?
Yeah, I questioned it. I wasn't convinced that he was a guy that they should bring back. Albeit the contract looks very tame when you look at it now. Mm-hmm. 3 years, $24 million, and you're talking $8 million a year for a starting linebacker in the National Football League who's entering the prime years. That's pretty good. I think, but the reason you say that is because you couple that with the guy who's most productive is Alex Anzalone, you know, arguably with he and Jack Campbell, but Alex Anzalone, and Anzalone's making less. And you wanted to make sure that he was happy, and it hasn't been an issue. You know, they found a way to get him a little bit more money. It's not a ton more. But to Alex Anzalone's credit, he hasn't complained since the season began. He's just put his head down and played great football, despite the fact that he's not the highest paid linebacker on the team.
Well, more from Dan Campbell. Also, some breaking news from the world of college football coming up. That is straight ahead here on Carson Anderson on 97.1.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.